Thought I was going to get away with one show without spilling beer. Doesn't matter how early, how late, I am a professional beer spiller.
Shuffle down the streets on the words come out and moan. Moves around like lightning. In the club, beat your teeth and feel the move in Paris. The lights, the shaking bulge. The river runs more quickly, thinking all that fuss is love. Skip through museums, the kiss on strangers' cheeks. The city begs your pardon every time I feel your touch. Everybody beams, not because they give a damn. Oh, feel you there like energy, from hand to glove, from glove to cheek. When it laid in the drinking, I know they feel it through the fuss. The subway stopped and started, but they laugh out loud, they call your name, they say,
wanting understanding, but they'll settle for your touch. Wanting it on repeat. But I guess we just too much.
Brother dance in Chicago, very knuckle twist, huh? Feel you there like energy, fingertips in sequence dreams. When we dance as a third bell, we got a pistol in their glove, huh? Climbing off their coast, huh? And everything they touch, they say,
wanted understanding, but we'll settle for your touch. Wanted it on repeat, day, but I guess we got too much.
I'm here, just barely, oh, I'm pulsing, I'm waiting for your touch. I'm here, just barely, oh, I'm pulsing, I'm waiting. I'm here, just barely.
Appreciate it. It's very nice to be here playing for you. In a lot of ways, this band kind of started the last time we did this here. So it's cool to be back. And much to the chagrin of the engineers who've been working all day, we would probably play for a whole hour. But we're not going to do that to them. I just want to say something, since I have a really rapt, non-intoxicated audience. So being in a band is like being you're dating someone that you're living with, and they never pay your rent. And I am eternally grateful. They never pay their rent, so you're always making up for it. I'm just very eternally grateful to Zach and Mackenzie and Kyle, who've been around for a number of years, slaving away. I think I know that we, for you, we exist to have fun and to not necessarily forget about your life, but just sort of unwind. But for us, it's a kind of a spiritual endeavor, and it's a crazy, crazy life. And I'm just very grateful to them here. And yeah. And to Mr. Adam over here, who just stepped in for our man Grant, who's in Europe. He's a really awesome guy. And he's in a really awesome band you all should check out called Slow Mo Drags when you have a chance. Yeah, y'all. So this song is called There's a Place for You in Hell. And it's right next to my heart. And it's not on this record, but we've just been enjoying playing it recently. So here you go.
And if I tell on you that I can't get it up if you're not around. If I say that I see you and you're here, maybe nowhere.
Thank you. This song is called Where Is Thunder Road? And again, since you're not drunk, you're listening, I'm just going to tell you what it's about. Because a lot of times people are like, shut up and play the song, dude. But I'm a really big Bruce Springsteen song. I'm a big Bruce Springsteen fan. And when I was a kid, my dad didn't like Bruce Springsteen because he thought it was kind of stupid. Which should tell you a lot about the kind of person my dad was. Because I love him. So the song is awesome. But it's also kind of ridiculous because it's about him and this woman who he doesn't give you a lot of info about except to say that she's ugly, which is weird. Well, it says she's ain't a beauty, but that's all right. It's just weirdly negging her. And then it's this amazing song. And as a songwriter, it doesn't repeat parts, and it's so good. And it wasn't really a hit, but it's like a signature song. And so I thought I wanted to write a song about wanting to write that song. A song like that, even though it's so silly. Yeah. So that's what this song is about. It's called Where Is Thunder Road? Thanks, y'all. Thank you guys. Thank you so much.